Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Wild Yoga Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Lily Allen Duenas. Together, we'll talk about the world of yoga and we'll talk to people from around the world. Before diving into the episode, I wanted to invite you to head on over to my website, wildyogatribe.com. I would really love for you to give it a look as I just launched a new website and I would love to hear what you think of it. Feel free to reach out on social media wherever makes the most sense for you. Also, if you're a longtime listener, I wanted to say thank you for your continued support. And if you feel called, I'd be honored if you left a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you tune into the show. Ready to dive in? Let's get started. Namaste, family, and welcome back to the Wild Yoga Tribe podcast. Today, I'm so excited to welcome a yoga teacher onto the podcast from Nigeria. Her name is Motolani Aronsiola, and she's involved with the Africa Yoga Project and has completed 2 yoga trainings with them in Kenya, as well as a 500-hour yoga teacher training in Nigeria, where she's from. So she's the founder of Rhodes Yoga NG and Rhodes Healthy Kitchen. She teaches yoga for the corporate world, as well as being a girl child advocate who strives to foster healthy lifestyle habits within her community. So thank you so much, Tolani, for joining me on the show today.
Thank you, Lily, for having me on this podcast. It's really an honor.
So let's get started and hear more about how yoga first came into your life. How did you even hear about it in the first place?
Okay, it was 2015. I just completed my higher institution education and I was waiting for my call up letter. So in Nigeria, we have this National Youth Service Corps that it's like a mandatory service for all Nigerians graduating from universities. It's a way of serving our fatherland. That's what it's called. So while I was waiting for my call up letter in 2016, I was on Facebook and I saw this advert. So prior to that, I had recently taken up healthy lifestyle. I started going to the gym. I was just interested in staying healthy and fit. So while on Facebook that day, I saw a Facebook advert about becoming a yoga teacher. So I signed up for it. I was just like, let me try it out. I wasn't expecting much. I just signed up for it. And from then, I started taking yoga classes via applications. That was my first introduction to yoga. Then I filled the application and months later, I got an email reminding me of that if I was still available to continue on, take the scholarship and all that and set up interview. And that was it. Since then, since 2016, I eventually went for my teacher's training in 2017, April. And it's been a beautiful journey since then.
Wow, that's amazing. And what was it like to go to Kenya and do that first yoga teacher training?
Going to Kenya, that was like my first international trip. A lot of things were going up for me during that time. I had to go to Kenya in April of 2017. And my father had just died in March of that year, March 2017. So it was a trying period. It was like an exciting moment. And I was also in the moment of grief. So in a breath, when I would talk about 20, it was a beautiful year and also a very challenging, because I was on that training, I was in Kenya and my father's burial was happening back in Nigeria and I could not be there. Neither was I in Kenya because my mind was not there. I was crying all over the place. I was enjoying the people. I was enjoying the experience. I was gaining new skills. I was meeting new people. Kenya was very beautiful. Like, I met a whole lot of beautiful souls. I can't forget that time in my entire life. I still have most of them as my sisters and brothers. It was a beautiful time for me then, but then I was grieving, so it was like mixed emotions for me. But I tried as much as I could to make the most of it. I really fell in love with yoga while in Kenya. It felt like I found my purpose while I was there. It felt like my life is really meant to be about, because I know that I like to help people. I just couldn't pinpoint exactly how to help people. And knowledge, sharing my knowledge of people felt like the best way I could be of help to my community and everyone around me.
2017 was a big year of transformation for me as well. And it's the year I also became a yoga teacher. So we have that in common. I also am curious about how you use yoga to serve your community. I know you do so many interesting things with corporate yoga, with brunch yoga and beach yoga, and founding this Rhodes Yoga NG and Rhodes Healthy Kitchen. So can you talk to me more about how you're involved with your community and maybe what kind of response you've noticed your community has had to you teaching yoga in it?
Okay, to get our certification, this is how you pay back, by going to your community and taking free classes for 6 months. So you teach free yoga classes for 6 months, however you can. You're expected to teach at least 2 classes per week for 6 months. It is an unpaid class. So during this time, I had to go to schools. I reached out to organizations. I tried starting circles that I would be able to just teach. One of the places I went back to was my school, where I just completed my tertiary institution, Nigerian Institute of Journalism. It's a school of communication. So I reached out to the management, explaining that I needed an opportunity to teach yoga freely to students if they would be interested to come to class. In 2017, yoga, I would say much about fitness, wellness, wasn't really that much of a thing within the African society, especially Nigeria. It's recently that people started waking up about wellness, about health, about their mental health, about their physical health and all that. So in 2017, really very tough going out to people to say that you're a yoga teacher and you would like to teach them yoga. First, people would think, okay, I got to understand that people's knowledge of yoga is that it's like an occultic practice. It's like another kind of religion, another form of religion where they just chant and they probably worship another god. If you meet some that have maybe just vague knowledge of yoga, they would say it's an Indian practice. And why do we like bringing other people's practice and culture and all that into our space? So my major challenge then was to first be able to disabuse people's minds about what yoga is, like a reorientation about yoga to several different people in spaces, if I'm in a community or a space, and I get to introduce myself as a yogi or a yoga teacher and all that, and they look at me and ask, okay, what is a yogi? Or what do you mean by yoga and all that? So first, I am explaining myself is that yoga is a mindfulness practice. It is a form of exercise and all that. I have to do a lot of explanation to just get people to accept it, at least in their minds first, before to experience it. So I was able to do that and I got to enjoy doing that. I enjoyed the challenge of introducing something not so familiar to people around me in my community. And then as time went by, it got easier. And because I started having track records of the things I've done. People can see, I can show them my Instagram posts and all that. People can see that this is actually just practice. People that had been to class, they testify, they talk about, they experienced a better feeling, like it was a good one in their body, the experience change and all that. And then I introduced them acro yoga. People got to practice acro yoga, which they love. It was actually one of the ways I was able to come to my class, especially in the schools. People love to get involved in acro.
Oh, so cool. Yeah, I hear that a lot. There's this vague understanding of yoga as, you know, something religious or just something from India. And I agree with you that, you know, that was really big in 2017 or in the past, that there wasn't that awareness, but it really has kind of grown more and more over time. And also, so what is exactly these things you founded, the Rhodes Yoga NG and the Rhodes Healthy Kitchen? What exactly are these two things you founded?
Okay, so after my yoga teacher trainings and in 2017 and going forward to 2018, I needed to be a yoga space I could belong to. So I'm an alumni in AYP now. I finished my 3-year academy in 2020. So during those times, one of the benefits of being in the academy is that you get the opportunity to belong to the yoga classes, already registered yoga classes available in your community. And if there's none, they can help you set up one by providing resources to get a space, at least for some time till you get it going yourself. So I was able to have yoga studio for a while. I believe that part of yoga is healthy lifestyle. Like, that is the totality of yoga. It's actually the healthy lifestyle. And you cannot be talking about healthy lifestyle without talking about what we take in. It's not really about just the physical aspect of it alone. Mostly, the people that come to yoga classes are those people that literally looking for how to lose weight. People that have major health concerns that they come to yoga classes for. Like, their doctors really, really prescribed going to yoga classes for them. I started learning about healthy eating. So it's been something that I love to do and I love sharing. So Rhodes Yoga NG, Rhodes Kitchen, is just like a subsidiary of the Rhodes Yoga, where I give meal plan, I give food plan, like for people to maintain their weight or lose weight, or if you just need to eat healthy. So those are the things, the services we provide, basically.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I'm also a vegan nutritionist and I love helping people with meal prep and recipes and different ideas as well. So I love that you're into that too. Also, what do you feel like is something that yoga has really taught you? Is there a big lesson or a big takeaway or something you feel like grateful that yoga has?
I would say the greatest lesson I've learned through yoga is that people are inherently good. I know that there is a lot of evil in the world, and it just gives me the opportunity to be able to see people separately from situations. So when something is happening or when somebody is doing something, I'm able to know that, okay, this is this person and this is the situation, and I'm able to better judge the situation, better see, like, from a better point of view instead of just generalizing. I know that there is good in the world and people are good. There's still goodness in this world. This world is not totally bad. So it has helped me shape my perspective of the world, because I'm naturally someone that doesn't have patience. But I've been able to at least take a step backward in judging or in just coming to conclusions, situations or circumstances arises. I'm able to get a better opinion, like be more rational, be more human in dealing with situations or people or generally the world around me.
Oh, I'm so grateful you shared that. That is a powerful lesson. And it is something I love that I hope our listeners will also consider about how yoga can help shape your perspective on the world and kind of lead you to the conclusion that people are inherently good. I'm hoping that's something that our listeners will contemplate and chew on and think about even after the episode is over. So thank you so much, Twalani, for sharing that. And also, I would love to check in. I ask every guest on the podcast this question. What is your personal definition of yoga?
Okay, my personal definition of yoga is that it is a lifestyle. So if you see my introduction or when I introduce myself, I say I'm a healthy lifestyle ambassador and coach. Since I took up yoga, literally everything in my life relates to yoga. Now, I'm able to deal with things better. I'm able to see things at least clearer, I would say. I have a clearer grasp on life. So it gave me the understanding that yoga is just, it's a lifestyle, because we spoke about a lot of things like the 8 limbs of yoga. It's not just about the physical practice. Like, it has in-depth meaning that helps you relate better with the world. And that's like the best thing that can happen to any of us in this world. Because sometimes when I see things, I feel like I wish this person actually takes a yoga teacher training. Because if you do, you would have maybe a better knowledge of things. I know I'm not saying that yoga teachers or yoga practitioners are the best humans. I'm not saying that they are saints, but I would say that it provides for like a deeper knowledge, some perspectives, or like a different point of view from the general knowledge would usually have. So yoga had actually changed my life. So it is a lifestyle for me. It's not just a practice. It's not just about the shapes or being on the mat. It encompasses of on and off mat life relationship.
That's very true that yoga is a lifestyle and it is on and off the mat. It isn't just about the time spent doing cat and cow and doing shavasana or plow pose. It really is about the perspective, the mental elements, all the subtler layers that yoga kind of gets into. So, and I agree. I often think that a yoga teacher training could change so much in so many people, even if they don't want to teach, even if they just want to go deeper in the practice. So also, could you share with our listeners more about Nigeria? I would love to hear more about your country, where you're from, and just kind of shine a light on Nigeria overall.
Okay. I'd be glad. So I know that there's a general misconception about Africa. Like people talk about Africa like it's just one country. No, Africa has several countries like within it. So Nigeria is in the West African part. Nigeria has several tribes, but the major tribes, like majorly known tribes, are Yoruba, Hausa, Igbo, the three major tribes in Nigeria. So I am from the Yoruba-speaking tribe of Nigeria, and I'm a Yoruba girl from Kwara. My parents, they are from Kwara State. Nigeria is a very beautiful place. I am living in Lagos State. I live in Lagos State. It's like an island. Of course, like we have a lot of water bodies. Like it is believed that the state is actually more bigger than the land space. All of the weekends in April for me were spent at the beaches or at the resorts. And at some point, I spent a week just being at the beach. I was at Takwa Bay Beach. It's one of the beaches around Lagos State. Nigeria is a beautiful country with loving people. Nigeria is filled with loving people. We are hardworking. We have a lot of beautiful culture and food. My favorite food is beans. We have a lot of local cuisines that are enjoyable. I particularly enjoy amala. Amala is also my local cuisine. It's a meal for the Yorubas. Like I said, we have various diverse tribes. We are cohabiting peacefully. To an extent, it's not like it's totally peaceful, because every now and then there are still some issues here and there and all that, but generally we cohabit peacefully. Lagos State is the center of commerce. I've been to half of Nigeria. I've tried throughout this year to visit at least one different state within the country. So in January I went to Oyo, Adoawai, for a camping. We camped on the mountain, and then in February we camped in a forest. The forest is in Lagos State, Lufasi Park. And then in April I went to several different places. So I've been trying to at least go to different states within Nigeria just to have a feel, at least experience all of the geopolitical zones within Nigeria. Nigeria is a beautiful place.
That was amazing to hear more about Nigeria, and even like the food dishes that you liked. I agree. I love beans. I eat beans all the time. And I know that there's, I think, over 200 languages spoken in Nigeria. Whatever create a problem for you when you're teaching yoga classes, doing outreach or something else, or not so much?
Not really. I haven't experienced any of that, because basically I go teaching in English. So I teach in English language, and that's it. That has been it. So I've never really encountered any language problems while teaching.
Okay, that's good. I'm happy to hear that. How many dialects do you speak, or languages?
I would say that I speak, let's say three. So I speak English and Yoruba fluently, and I have a very basic knowledge of French. I started class some times ago, and life just got in the way, and I've not been able to pick it back up. So, but I'm very, very interested in picking it up sometime soon.
It's a hard language. I speak it at a basic level as well. It's hard, I think, to progress really far in it because just the grammar, there's so many verb tenses. As I'm like very comfortable in like three tenses. I just don't want to get into more than that.
Gender confuses me a lot in French. You have to deal with the gender of whatever you're talking about. After having to wrap your head around the verbs, and then you have to be conversant with the gender of whatever topic you're talking about or that subject. So it's like a very complex language and it takes so much interest. You have to be very, very interested to really learn it. I think that's it.
Completely agree. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so also, I was wondering if you wanted to share with our listeners how they can find you online, if they wanted to follow you or and ask you a question or get to know you better. I will definitely put the links to your Instagram in our show notes and on my website, wildyogatribe.com. But if you just wanted to mention where they can find you and get in touch.
Okay, so if you would like to get in touch with me, you can find me on Instagram at Rhodes Yoga Eng. That's RhodesYogaEng. Rhodes Yoga Eng. That's for my business page. And for my personal page, it is at Motolani, spelled as MOHTORLAHNY. So that's my personal page. You can reach me on either of both pages, and you can also find me on Google at Google My Business. Just find yoga classes in Lagos, or just type in Rhodes Yoga Eng and you'll find me there.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Motolani, for joining me on the show today. It's been a joy to be with you.
It's been interesting speaking with you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Wild Yoga Tribe podcast. My conversation with Motolani Aronciola was so powerful. She's a yoga teacher from Nigeria, and as we looked at how she serves her community in Nigeria and how she incorporates healthy living and eating into her methods and mission, I hope that you found this conversation powerful, inspiring, and that it made you curious about how yoga can teach you that there is good in the world and that people are inherently good as well. Yoga can help you shape your perspective of the world, and I think Motolani did such a beautiful job of conveying that. Thank you for listening to the Wild Yoga Tribe podcast. Be well. Thank you for the gift of your attention today. If you feel called, please share this episode with someone who you think could benefit from it. Leaving a review would also be so appreciated. I also hope you can join me online on my website, wildyogatribe.com, or on social media. I would love to get to know you better. I would love to share with you and to hear your thoughts. Send me a DM, send me a note, get in touch. It would be great to hear from you. And as always, be well, dear one. Be well.